Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a big edition. There's so many issues to talk about. But if you've just seen, why is this podcast only 37 minutes? Blame this man, Joel Kane, because Joel is so nice. Yeah. Joel is so nice, he can't leave other people waiting.
That's right. You can, though, clearly. You were 17 minutes late, so you clearly can leave people waiting.
What do you mean 17 minutes late?
Well, 10:30 is when we started.
No. We have this conversation every second week. We have this conversation. I don't start before 11.
Yes.
That was what I negotiated. It's not my fault you have to go to Fox and record stuff at 11:40. Yeah. Oh, my God. What the hell are you doing here?
Give the man a logo.
What the hell are you doing here?
Brilliant. I didn't know you dabbled in the sort of theatre world. That was very good.
Have you noticed he's coughed like three times? Problem is, I believe that he had COVID last week. I genuinely do, and I genuinely asked how he was doing. But a boy from...
It was Vicky, yeah.
I never invoked that word last time.
No, because it was legit.
It was legit this time. How are you?
I'm okay now. You can probably hear it in my voice. Still a bit nasally, a bit coughy, but I'm okay. I'm here. And what a week to be back, didn't I? Didn't I time the run perfectly? Just a little bit going on in the rugby league world, but...
Slightly. Let's get straight down to business with our main topic. Let's not talk about the Manly stuff. We'll leave that till later with the betting perspective. But the debacle on Sunday, this was Joel Kane manna from heaven. I don't... Like, all the rules and the things people could have done. I have a question. What if James Tarmo had said, I challenge... whether they were all on side, what does the referee do?
No one's got a clue.
What a mess.
No one's got a clue.
This is the very room that Graham Annesley spoke down the camera, by the way. This is the very room here at NRL headquarters, so we're supposed to be nice and respectful.
I did like, just on Annesley, I did like how he owned, one of the reporters asked him, what was your first thought when you were watching it? And he goes, I'm going to have a shit Sunday night. It's very good.
He's the best man for that job.
Oh, no question.
He handles it perfectly.
Dad, do you think... they made the rule of challenging after full time just rubbery enough that they could wriggle out of this very situation. Do you think they wrote it specifically for that, or it is just serendipity, a beautiful mistake at its absolute finest? I just think they got a little, not that they're being avoiding criticism, but it did at least give him an angle to work with.
Well, it's not in there, is it? It's not in the rule book.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think firstly, it's a bit of a stuff up that it wasn't in there. But as he said, you would need a book that thick to cover every single scenario and which a challenge can occur. But yeah, I mean, it's just such rugby league for it to actually happen.
One thing I refute, you'll never see me do this, right? There's no pile on for me when someone makes a mistake. People are human and they make mistakes, right? I am against Ashley Klein having been dropped. If you're looking for the best refereeing, by promoting that next person up, you are exposing yourself to maybe more errors. Ashley Klein made a big, big blue for whatever reason we don't know. We don't know the pressures they go through in the bunker. A legitimate, honest blue. But he refereed the bloody State of Origin recently. Why is he not refereeing on the field this week? I don't support that at all. If James Tedesco comes out this week and
so
has...
So you want no accountability?
The accountability is the poor bugger has been absolutely slandered from pillar to post by everyone under the sun. That's enough bloody accountability. It was an honest mistake. He's still amongst our best referees. If James Tedesco comes out and has the howler of howlers, and apology, James, I could have used anyone in an example... Trent Robinson is not going to say accountability and drop him for a week. He's going to be put straight back in there. Throw him back on the horse, back the bloke.
It is a crazy concept. And we spoke about it probably a month ago or 6 weeks ago. This idea of dropping a referee, it's bizarre.
Well, it's kabuki theatre because he'll be back. Exactly. Probably not next week because people...
Week. He has to be back. Like, we have thrown the poor bugger under the bus. Yes, he made a major mistake. That game probably
He's not the number one ref in the game.
He's amongst our better referees.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Anyway.
Well, you've got to have some accountability. Now, yes, I agree, it's all a bit of show. I'll tell you what I also thought was a bit of show, and I didn't think it was a bit of show, and I think they were genuine, and that was the Tigers threatening a legal challenge. I think it's not a bad thing for Lee and Justin Pascoe to at least talk that path, to at least make their fans feel placated, like, oh, our management feels it with us as well. They were never, ever going to go down a legal path, and I'm happy to be wrong if they actually do decide to go down that path. There's no point. For a start, they can't win the comp anyway, so what are you doing it for, apart from making a statement?
What do you think? Like, I've thought about this. So this particular scenario... Yeah,
you can reverse the result.
There are no other events that happen in the game, so
that's
the sliding doors. So there is a case to go protest upheld.
Only two games I can remember ever fit this description. Yep. This and Melbourne St George on that Monday night, I think it was 2014 or 2015, yep, where the siren clearly went, game should have been over, Storm had one more play, score and win the game. They're the only two instances... You could argue that the game could have ended officially at the 80-minute mark. It's still a very dangerous path. What if the NRL says, OK, you know what, Kane, Ganane, you're right. Now you've set a precedent that you can overturn results. Oh, it's a very...
But say this, and God forbid this happen, doesn't happen.
It happens in a final?
In a grand final, right? Oh... It's
well, we had a six again in a grand final that was clearly that.
Yes, I get that, but that's a mistake, like a player's mistake, and there's a lot of events that happened after that. So you can't possibly say what happens after that, whereas this scenario, you know definitively what happens after that call.
But you can't quantify that, which I don't think cost Canberra the grand final, but it certainly didn't help, as less valuable than something happening because it was after the 80th minute.
Not less valuable... But there's nothing else that happens after it.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, because that's the argument. Well, oh, well, if the try scored and it shouldn't have been scored, then the ball's kicked off. The course of the game has changed. I get that.
Yeah.
But you can't have a game overturned by a court.
No.
You cannot have a game overturned by a court.
It's very, very murky.
But so I think Lee had Japan tell us, I think they were fully serious for 24 hours. I don't want any Tigers fan to think I'm saying their owners and bosses were just doing it for a bit of PR. I think they were fully engaged, but I think they realised pretty quickly this is a futile exercise.
Are we the worst league in the world for getting caught up in the moments in which rules are broken or laws of the game are broken? Where I look at the NFL, there's been massive, massive calls, video, whatever they call it when they refer to the video in their league, in Super Bowls, whatever, and they get the call right. Yes, it's a big moment in the game, but they just move on. Now, this call was, if that happened in the 5-minute mark of the game and it was called a penalty, I don't think anyone we wouldn't have cared.
Mm.
The game just marches on.
No.
Yeah, I think...
No, you're right, but I...
Our media is more brutal on officiating than any sport in the world. It is brutal, don't you think?
No.
You don't think
it's
so?
It's brutal. I don't think it's more. You talk about the NFL. The New Orleans Saints in a game were robbed by a pass interference a few years ago. They changed the rule the next year. So the leagues around the world can be as reactive as the NRL. Brutal. They've never lived that down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So if our game wasn't popular, Joel, we wouldn't be brutal.
Exactly.
Because they
right.
wouldn't care.
Can I just say this too, on the bunker? There's a lot of people who over many years have said, scrap the bunker, get rid of the bunker, it's no good.
Did they use that voice?
No. But just an exercise for yourself this week, compare how many decisions the bunker get wrong compared to the on-field referee who's referred something to the bunker. So long as we have such great vision, right, which we will always have from the broadcasters, the bunker's an absolute no-brainer.
It is for groundings and those things. I'll just say this and leave because we've got to go to Ben because you've got to leave. If we're going to have bunkers making mistakes, which they are, it's still run by humans, wouldn't you rather a game that's a better product anyway? Okay, if we're going to get a few wrong anyway, let's have a faster game.
Honestly, if we scrap the bunker, right, within not even half of the first round, they'd be melting. There'd be a decision that was so wrong.
I want the old board, video referee on tries only, with the red flashing light and the green flashing light. That's what we want. And the little dot to explain. 20-metre tap. The blackboard. You know that was the voice guy from Hey Hey It's Saturday that invented that?
Really?
Murray Tregoning, I think, was his name. Yeah, let's do this. All right. all right, Joel Kane. You've already lined up one here.
Well, just to lighten things up, this is a very small baby. I'm in the car this morning. Nashie says to me, Dad, you know I love Dan. I said, yeah. And he loves you as a commentator.
Oh, dear, here we go.
He said, but, oh, geez, I think he was a bit cruel. I said, what happened, mate? He said, oh, he was calling a game. And he actually played it to me. And I forget who the player was. Uh-oh. But they absolutely palmed, I think, Chanel Harris-Tevita into another postcode.
Oh, he said that's why he retired or
and,
something.
And you said... Yes, something like, and that's why he's retiring. He said, oh, Dad, I reckon that was a bit cruel. Thoughts?
That was one of my better calls, I would have thought.
It was a great call.
Geez, that was weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Geez, Nashie sat on that.
Yeah, he just told
Nashie,
me today.
I don't like taking personal shots. I think he'd retired that week. It was in the news. So yeah, it wasn't like I was trying to hammer this young bloke who I actually respect the kahunas on him. 23 years old and to say, I don't need this city. He's going to go on right. He's going to go and travel for a year.
I love
now, he may come back in a year.
He'll be back.
At 24, I think he will too. But God, good on him for not taking such a myopic view on the world that rugby league is the only thing.
I love that.
Isn't it good to see you've already trained the kids in the little pre-backtrack of, I love Dan.
Yeah. But just on that, Sean knows Pud, one of my brothers. So he played 3 first grade games. Last game, man of the match, scored 2 tries. And he retired, and he was so unhappy, you know, worried about sharing it with the family. And I said, mate, I couldn't be more proud. There's more to life than bloody rugby league. Here was a 19-year-old on a fat contract, and he said, I don't want to play anymore. And you know what? I bloody love him for it.
Yes. Now, who palmed off Chanel Harris-Tevita?
Oh,
it was a big bastard. That's why I said it. Like a Papa Lee type or Fa'a Suma
Alab.
Anyway, more importantly, Sean hasn't been here for a week and a half. Might have been Olakau'atu.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would have been Manly Warriors. And I did that game. Anyway, after 2 weeks, Sean Omeriza's Bambi is
what a build-up. Now we're going back to old ground, sort of the Viking horn. I think we've gone after the Viking clap maybe once or twice. I know you certainly have, Dan. The jig is completely up with this Viking horn. Okay, it needs to be completely just wheeled out of the stadium. Grand final day. Wheeled out of the stadium. Grand final day. Bring it back. Yeah. All right. And you want to see Mal Meninga or someone big, powerfully. If they make it, we'll allow it because we've known for a long time they're not really blowing on the horn. Everyone knew that, but on the weekend they quite literally wheeled an old duck out to blow on this horn. She was 100 years old, right? Now, not only did she get nowhere near the horn to actually try and make it look like she was blowing on it.
Good visual for those watching the show.
Don't get a sight on vision of that. But she couldn't even blow out a candle, let alone blow this bloody Viking horn.
This is a Bambi.
The jig is completely up. We all know it's a state of the PA system. That's fine. Do the clap and play the noise. That's great. Get rid of the horn. Bring it back for a grand final only.
Well, we've said it. You know it's like 6 years old.
Is
6
it?
Or 7, I think, because remember, 16 was the year when Mick Ennis went down there and did that to the Pens. Yeah. That was the first year of the Viking clap. We're in 2022, so we've had 7 years of Viking clap. That's enough. But haven't we agreed, bring it back for the big games?
Yep.
I'd go more than grand final.
I think grand final.
Oh,
what about grand final? That could be years and years apart.
Yeah, I mean, round 25, let's say they've got a game to make the finals, right? A big event game. Because that actually would add to the atmosphere.
I'm not saying.
See, round 24, they got Manly on a Saturday afternoon. That could be for a spot in the final. That's where you go, right, everyone, it's on today. The clap is back.
No, I'm okay with the clap. Don't give me the big prop horn wheeled out with someone pretending to blow on the end of it.
Like just, theatre, Sean.
Bring theatre back for the grand final.
All right, let's take a break because we're going to get to some games. We're in good form last
That's what you don't do, Bambies, do you?
I retired, I told you.
Officially retired from
Officially here. Retired. Get him on side.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Same game multi for tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13 plus?
Probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Well, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
Yes, welcome back. Last week's winners, we actually... I officially got 3, but it was 4.
I think I got it.
Well, I took Canberra. New Zealand Warriors had 12.5 start against Canberra, and I took Canberra 1-12 in my flair bet. Well, that obviously means I would have gone for the Warriors, but I must have indicated I took Canberra. Anyway, 3-4-4. But where we did well, not you, but you and I, best bets, Dearden, anytime try scorer. I told you that bloke scores first.
Yeah.
I couldn't pull the trigger on him scoring first.
That's all right.
Broncos 3.5. Who did they play?
Parramatta.
Oh, that was all over very early. And then Sean, geez, you got close. 41.5 for South Storm. 24-12 was the final score.
Yeah, there was no... Let me have a look here.
What was the halftime score? Were you in the game?
No, it was 10-6.
You were chasing.
The first half was a bit lacklustre.
You know what? When Melbourne... I've noticed this... You would have noticed this calling games. When Melbourne are undermanned, they slow the game down. They kill the game. That was... I was so looking forward to that game. Right. On your two big teams, big sort of time slot, big, this is a blockbuster. But Melbourne can kill a game when they know they have to play the team down to their level.
No try in the last, well, no score in the last 18 minutes. Latrell went 2-5.
Oh,
a little bit.
That's
good. Yeah, that's stiff. Okay. Can you be like the Canberra Horn? Can like, ooh, in the big weeks? No, can you come out with a Bambi in the big weeks? Like the Canberra
Wheel it out in the big moment. No, have you retired?
I retired. Yeah. I can't go back from retirement after 3 weeks. We'll see.
I've got to give a shout out to boys. I was at Melbourne Airport and this bloke bundled me up. He said, mate, I love the podcast with the coal miner and Dan. Get him on side. Dylan was his name. They had the girlfriends there. Andrew was also there. Quick Bambi for Andrew.
18 minutes left.
Andrew was strolling through Tullamarine Airport with thongs and socks. So a little cheap Bambi for Dylan, but great to have your Andrew, rather. Great to have your company.
What about what I not like to wear now? Skechers with the socks that you can't see. So it looks like you're not wearing socks. Yeah. Is that what they call them?
Sockheads.
We're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But you'll draw the line at thongs.
With socks.
Oh, it's the thongs with socks. I thought you just meant thongs at on an aeroplane.
No, because
your feet are exposed.
No, just getting around.
Manly Roosters is our first game. Now, these odds
7-8 minutes
all the time. So beware here. But $5.50, $1.15. Manly, look, they're all first graders except for the wingers, Pio Secchi and Alfred Smalley. And what wingers they're going up against? Daniel Tupou and Joseph Suaalii. So good luck to those two young men. But they get a game they may never have got. The likes of Ethan Bullimore, Kurt DeLewis, Morgan Boyle have been resurrected. James Seguiaro is back. 16.5. How the hell did you set this number, Sean? To be honest, that was a tough assignment to try and get this number right. It's a brookie, but 16.5.
So let's go through what happened on Monday. So Monday morning, Manly were $2.25 in this same game. Now, there was a few punters that got on early. I think that was probably the Roosters were a little bit too big at that point anyway. So they got involved early, backed it up. And then the news obviously broke. They were out to $3.25-ish that night, pulled the market. Yep. Next morning, $4. And it just kept on going. $5.
Well, the news had come out on the Monday that Seven were possibly going to boycott.
Yes.
So, So
we were completely just hands up. No one knew who was going to turn up, who was not going to turn up. So we just thought, all right, let's put it to bed. It's now 17.5, only since we've made up that graphic, Cam. So, but we'll tip it 16.5. So where does it end up? I don't know. Poor old Biggie Smalley, whatever his name is. They're going to have a rough old night. I think there's a chance they can keep it close maybe for the first half. I think there might be a bit of a crowd that get out there, get behind the team for... the stance that they've taken in still running out with these pride jerseys. So they might be able to hang in for 40 minutes, but at some point, the sheer weight of who's missing in this game is gonna rear its ugly.
They're 6-7 at home this year at Brookie, but in for the Roosters, Manu and Collins. And they beat Manly pretty handily at the SCG way back in the season, but it was obviously a much stronger Manly team. Blew them away in the first half. And when they win the Roosters, they usually win big.
Mm.
Do you give the Manly side any chance of covering?
Yes. I'll be on Manly.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I tell you, forget last week. It was a total forgive run. No Croker. Croker coming back significant. Jake coming back significant. Daly's flying at halfback. 16.5 at home. I'm on Manly.
Okay. Roosters for me, I just think they, even without all the dramas, they feast on bad teams, teams that bottom eight teams. And what Manly presents is a genuine bottom eight team. So I think they can really...
And is this the start of the stars starting to align for the Roosters as they make a run into semi-final footy?
Every time we think that, though, they lose two blokes to knee injuries.
Yeah. By the way, we know all the drama around the rainbow shirts, etc. This game is massive.
It's the biggest game of the season for these clubs.
It's a four-point swing because they are equal on points, but a significant for and against for the Roosters. If they win this, ta-da, Manly.
Mm. All right, now, woo! Joseph Suali, who I was probably going to look at this bet anyway, two tries, is paying $3.60. So I don't know who he's up against, whether it's Secchi or Smalley. Here's what I know. Suali is undefendable in the air, or indefendable. He has 12 tries from 13 games this year. He could run absolutely roughshod, particularly with Joseph Manu now slipping in passes on his inside out in the centres again. So two tries, pretty nice price. Right, let's go to our next game. Oh, Warriors and Storm. I just pause a little because it's in Auckland, but the Storm, who are in terrible form, $1.20, very short, $4.50 the Warriors. Now, this is the question we're all asking ourselves as we look at the line, which was 12.5 and still is 12.5. Can the Warriors use that crowd again? They used it against the Tigers, but the Tigers are no Melbourne Storm, even with Melbourne still pretty weak compared to what they could be. Mm-hmm. It's no better, this team, really, than last week's outfit that really were pretty handily defeated by South. Joel, you go first.
Yeah, short and sharp, boys. I'm Warriors here. I just think they do lean on that crowd again. It's going to be massive. Melbourne are just off the bit at the moment. And to be honest with you, they've been up for 10 years. Yes, I was declaring them earlier in the year. Pap went down. I have totally unsubscribed. I cashed out immediately. And I do not see them recovering. As good as Bellamy is, he could coach a broomstick to win the Melbourne Cup. But this is a bigger assignment. And I'm on the Warriors at plus.
This might sound like a big statement, but I don't think it's far from being true. This could be the worst back 1-5 in the comp almost, what the Storm are wheeling out. And we've seen some of the defensive reads from the backs have been nothing short of diabolical. And it's the same, it's been the same five since Pappy's gone down, and he's been in for most of the year. I don't know how you could possibly step into minus 12.5 for $1.20, whatever they are, going no good on the road. Yeah. I think if they are to win, they're going to have to scrap home and just get home and try and build something into their season. But I think the Warriors are not only a big, big chance to cover, I love the bet, but also to win the game.
Ooh. Walsh back to fullback. Melbourne did beat them 70-10 on Anzac Day. And they've won 12.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And they've won 12 straight against the Warriors. But it doesn't mean anything. That's past history, and you've got the flair.
Woo! Okay, so it's a massive problem for Craig Bellamy, and this is why David Nofaluma, which is ridiculous, but that's another subject. This will take up the whole show if I went down that path. Their right edge is a major problem. Marcelo Montoya is playing in the centres.
Or Marcelo?
Oh, take your pick. Just take the $4.50 and call him whatever you want. $4.50, Marcelo, Marcelo, Montoya. I love that bet.
All right, there we go. I hope so. It's your bet. So I hope you love it. But $4.50, that's very
tasty. Take $4.50 and call him whatever you want. I love it.
I think it's Marcelo.
Marcelo.
But I'll check.
Okay.
I'll check. Friday night football. Geez, you could really tie the two upsets here and get yourself a very fat weekend float. Parramatta Penrith. I can't believe Parramatta's $3.25 against the Penrith side with Sean O'Sullivan at six. He did a nice job in the Cleary role. Now you're asking him to do the Luai role. He's like a Cleary. He's like Cleary light alongside Cleary. Here's a stat: first time Cleary has had a different halves partner than Luai.
Oh, that's crazy!
Since 2019. Oh, is that out there? Is it? Oh, no. I found that last night. I thought, geez, I'm going to wow the sports bet people with that, but no. Wow. And Luai and Cleary, 51-4 when they're together.
That's crazy.
And so. So the market, I noticed, it was 10.5 down to 8.5. So he's worth two. Jerome Luai.
It was probably going to move anyway, I think. But you're right. But Stephen Crichton out as well. This just stinks of the game that Parramatta get up for. What I don't love is their defensive efforts in recent times. Parramatta have been nothing short of atrocious. I just bagged Melbourne's back five. Well, this is almost in the same sort of areas. I've had a look at the top 10 try causes, so the players that cause the most tries or leak the most tries in the comp. Parramatta have got three in the top 10. Gutho is number one. He's just completely...
Is he number one?
Number one, bereft of all confidence whatsoever. And he's... Wow. If there's one confidence player in the league, it's Gutho. Positioning is all... It's at C, which tells me he's really short of confidence. But the other two, Bailey Simonson and Will Pennicini on that right edge. So immediately... I'm actually tipping Parramatta in the game at the line. But as far as a Ricardo Flair bet, which is mine in this game... Taylor May, left
sound
edge.
Sound effect,
please. No, there's no sound effect here. Left
you're
edge.
Too good for an A.
Left edge. It's got to be the way they go. The only concern is O'Sullivan is now in Luai's spot down the left edge. How does that affect it? But in the same vein as Marcello or Marcelo, $8.50, you can call him whatever you want. Taylor May, June or July, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They are good odds. Taylor May, June.
Three of the four.
No, you didn't give that enough. Taylor May, June, or July. He came here today and thought, I'm going to rule that out, and he gave him nothing.
Well, I was so impressed that he found the $8.50 first try score. It's kind of moved on because we're going to be out in 9 minutes. Not my doing.
9 minutes. Yeah. Jesus.
We're not getting out at 11:40. Parramatta Penrith is. I'm going Parramatta. You're going.
I'm going Penrith.
Against the line and Parramatta.
Five of the last 11, they've conceded 30 or more.
I get that. But three of the last four between these two have been decided by two or less.
Yeah.
So that when they play together, yeah, they tend to be close. Gold Coast, Canberra. This is the anytime try scorer multi of the year, everyone. Just load them all up because this could be 36-28. Titans $3.10, Raiders $1.37. I've looked at the weather all around, seems to be good. I don't know about Auckland, but Sydney, Newcastle, beautiful weekend on the East Coast. Line here, 7.5, which seems way too thin for me. They famously played in round three. Titans led 22-0, lost 24-22. They've lost their last eight. They've lost their last six at home by an average of 12. And they've conceded 42 tries on the right wing. We'll get to that in a moment. Sean Ormerod.
Yeah, doesn't this game just scream over total match points? During the day, Saturday, Robina, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I found this very tricky to get a read on where the line would fall. I think there's a huge variance in what this could be.
Yep.
It could be 2.5. It could be 16.5. And I've landed somewhere in the middle. I'm just going to lean the way of the home side. So put me down for Titans plus, but with no confidence at all. But just on the total, over total match points are going at 56% against the closing total. So you can close your eyes this year. You're making it.
What's the number at the moment? The over-under number.
43 and a half.
Oh, that's not high enough.
Under over
44
and a half minutes, just so you know.
Let's
44 and
Joel.
A half.
Look, Rami Hayder, he's a rugby league economist. Now, he has gone through the last few years.
You're going to tell the story. We're out in 6.5 minutes closest, and you're going to tell the story.
The closest alignment to winning a match is the run metres conceded. And Gold Coast versus Canberra, huge disparity. Canberra cover that line in every single world, don't they?
Oh, if they're fair dinkum.
If they're fair dinkum.
But they've only 2 13-plus wins all year.
Yep.
They can be your tease.
One of them with the Sharks.
It's my woo! And 42 tries right side, Gold Coast concede. Three of the last five Gold Coast games, they have conceded the first try to the opposition left winger. Nick Chotrich, $10.
Woo.
$10. Woo! Left up. And Patrick Herbert will be marking him. He's on the wing. $10. Also have a look at doubles and trebles for Nick Chotrich. And I think he might have a nice afternoon.
I like that bet.
Let's go to a great game. This is the game of the night. Sharks v Rabbitohs, 5:30 Saturday. I've got a sneaking suspicion we're going to see a really good Sharks performance here. They're favourites. $1.71, $2.15, South Sydney. Only 2.5 the start. Now, Parramatta's got a good reputation for winning after losing. So have Cronulla. 5-0 after a loss.
Wow.
But no Dale Finucan. He's suspended for a week. 5-1 at home, though, at Shark Park.
I had it marked at 6.
2 weeks for Dale Finucan. What did I say?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I had it marked at 6. 2.5 is the number. I'm on the Shark train.
6.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't get it that big, but I'm just learning the way of the Sharks as well. It should be on paper. This should be an absolute cracker. Just learning the way of the Sharkies, but yeah, hopefully we see a very close game.
Yes, I forgot Dale got a downgrade. What about 5 weeks? 5 weeks for an eye gouge. Doesn't that seem low? You stick your fingers in. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Let's not do that. I've got a feeling the Sharks are going to turn it on here.
Yep,
I think we're going to see the best of them, and I think we're overstating how good Souths have been. Not that they haven't been good, and not that Latrell's been sparkling. Who's got the flair?
Woo! I've got the flair. By the way, I'm the only one who participates in all our segments. Wooing, Bambies, I'm the only one.
You're a true humanitarian.
Yes. So I love to zig and zag for a same-game multi, and the fact I had it marked at six, I'm essentially giving them a try start. Alex Johnson keeps scoring, Sharks to win. So Sharks to win, AJ to score, $3.40.
I like that. Okay, very nice.
People are working next door. I've got to be what else going on.
Broncos versus Tigers is our 7:30 Saturday game. This will get a thumping of rating because Broncos at the moment and Tigers, everyone's second team, at least for this week. $1.15, $5.50, 16.5 to start. Brisbane have won 10 of their last 12. They've won their last six at Suncorp. And the Tigers, I can't see them recovering mentally from what happened last week, Sean. I can see an annihilation coming.
Yeah, I've got some grave fears about what the West Tigers are going to serve up here. You could probably mount an argument that maybe some people will be in the school of thought that it might get them up. I think it's going to go the exact other way. Not only the rating is going to be a thumping, the scoreline is going to be a thumping as well. I think this line should start with a two in front of
totally
it.
Agree.
And it's been creeping slowly and slowly on the way up most of the week. Was 14, now 16.5. I think we're tipping out. I'd suggest it probably keeps on going up.
If this game was at Leichhardt, I'd still take the 16.5. This is at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah.
This is a team who's looking towards maybe even a grand final, being the Broncos. Got to be on the Bronx. Their defence is going good, actually.
I'd be looking at alternate starts, alternate handicaps. Sean, Brisbane for me too. Sean.
Which camera, Matt?
Woo!
There we go.
All right.
I was just going to go with
Ezra Mamm, any time try scorer, but Cam told me it wasn't good enough and not Ric Flair enough. So I've chucked in just where you were going, down an alternate margin, 19 plus, which is, I think, probably what the line should be.
Yeah.
So you're getting a bit of juice around that. Ezra Mamm last week was really good. I think he's going to see a lot of open field in this game and could have an absolute.
What's Mamm on his own?
3.10 or something.
No, well, that's a good bet. You got the trial with Ezra Mamm.
What's Cam doing? I think he wanted the fancy
bet.
Oh, that's a better bet.
Yeah, I think it's a great bet because you're already one try on your way to the 19 plus.
All right. Knights versus Bulldogs is our Sunday afternoon game. Now, they played top five worst games of the season. The first game of Magic Round, remember, 16-6, and that was the end of poor old Trent Barrett. Dogs, $1.50 favourites in Newcastle, who do have a shocking record at home. $2.60. The line as it stands, 5.5. Dogs have won six of their last seven at this ground. Knights' last three have conceded 124. Joel?
Can you believe this? The team on paper for the Knights and what they're achieving, it is just diabolical at the moment. Canterbury, for me, I've just got to be on them. Maybe it's another 13-plus job.
Yeah, I think exactly what I was going to say. I think I'd prefer to back the 13 plus as opposed to just the skinny $1.90 line because they legged a lot of points last week, the Bulldogs. I think Averillo back is going to be a big help. Casey got found out. I think they scored four tries from kicks to Titans last week. I know the Doggies scored a lot of long range tries, but they can. What Mick Potter's done in attack has been great, so they can score points, but they're still leaking a few. I think I'd rather go for a margin as opposed to the line, but I'll be with the Doggies here. Just.
It's good energy versus bad energy. There's good energy in the Dogs' camp.
Yeah, something really stinks at Newcastle. Yeah. Mm. Really stinks. Woo! Let's go to a different type of market here that I found because I think this is going to be high scoring because you boys have said it. Canterbury are freewheeling and scoring from anywhere and Newcastle can't defend, but also I think Canterbury don't particularly care about defence. So both teams to score 20, $3.30. So all they've got to do, both teams obviously just got to get to 20 and you're going to go, well, hang on, Kalyn Ponga's not there. Well, when Tex Hoy's been fullback, not that he's responsible for this, but 26, that they've scored 26, 20, 38, 28. Okay. So they can score points and I think against, and again, sunny Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Good feeling about the place. Right, last game. Dragons Cowboys. This is a good game, actually. A very good game. $3, $1.39. Joel's going to tip Cowboys. I don't even have to ask him. Am I right?
Yep.
I just know. Todd Payton, love affair. Although I think Sean, I'm kind of with him here. I think they're significantly better than the St. George Illawarra Dragons, even though they were putrid last week. I can't see them being putrid 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, no, I think we're all on the Cowboys here. Forgive what happened against the Tigers last Sunday. It can happen when you're $1.08 or whatever expected to win. The other team turns up, and then the market the next week completely overreacts. Drinkwater had a game to forget. Don't think he'll be that bad again. And then Moses Mbai, as good as he was last week, don't like him at fullback. Jack Bird's playing in the centres again. Yes, there's a lot not to like about the Dragons, and I think the Cowboys can put a lot of points to them.
I like Jack Bird so much in the second row these days. Joel?
Okay, I'm going to a bit of a trivia question here, gentlemen. How many times in a row have the Cowboys conceded 26 points exactly?
But ever?
No. In a row, they're on a run. How many times in a row have they conceded 26 points exactly?
Two?
Five. Five games in a row. There's a crap stat for you.
Currently,
they've conceded 26, 26, 26, 26.
You can bet that. You can bet exact points for the opposition.
$21.
That is a crap stat.
That's a crap. That's a stat of the crappest variety.
Crappest stat of
Please check that, because I've checked it, but five times in a row, 26.
Four times.
Is it
this would be the fifth. But even that's
Four times?
Yeah. So if you're saying it's 20 to 1, so 20 to 1 times 20 to 1 is 400, times 20 is 8,000, times 20 is what?
4.7 billion.
160,000 to 1, I think, odds of that happening.
Yeah.
Right, man, it's just showing.
And still more chance of us getting out on time. Anyway,
Cowboys. 41.
Cowboys.
Cowboys for me, too. Dragons, though, Wollongong and Cogra, 6-2 this year. Let's have our best bets after this. All right, and the woo from Joel.
Yes.
Go 13-plus Dragons. 13-plus Cowboys. 13-plus Cowboys, sorry. Best bets, 2 out of 3 last week. We're going to put this up, aren't we, this time, Sean?
Yes.
We had a player pull out last week.
Late change,
we didn't have
late
it
scratching.
As a multi. Where is that on the website, on the app?
You'll find it, Rugby League.
Extra Markets.
NRL Extra Markets.
Yes.
You'll see it there. Get them on side.
I like the
best bet multi.
I like the highest scoring, lowest scoring markets. You can have a bit of fun there. Right, Joel Kane, kick us off.
Masterstroke from Mick Potter. He moved Avarillo to fullback. He's played there four times. Four times he's played there. Six meat pies. So what I'm saying, Dan, there's another try for Avarillo.
Dreaming dreams of
Avarillo. I've done the Ric Flair woo. I'm not singing. That's where I draw. That's where I draw.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hey! That's a great dance song, Sean. That's a great dance song. That's Peter Manley. Peter Wondard Manley. That's what was his song. YouTube it. It'll be worth it.
What is the song?
Is this the way to Amarillo?
Amarillo,
Texas. Amarillo. Sean Ormerod.
I don't know where to go from that.
Just the one with a quick stick up his ass. Have some fun, Sean. It's a podcast.
A quick call out. Sugar, hot streak, best bets.
Oh.
Four in a row.
Woo.
Going for five on the trot. And the reverse of that, old cold streak over here. Four in a row have gone down.
Yeah, so but I've got three. I've got three of my flares, and if you multiply them up.
I'm talking about me.
Oh, me, okay.
Me, cold streak. You're just...
I'm treading water. I'm just treading water.
I'm going against the Storm this week. Warriors plus 12 and up. I think he's a great bet at home. If the Storm win, I think it's going to be very, very scrappy and close. And it wouldn't shock me if the Warriors won at $4 either.
Yeah, me neither. And me too. And mine's on a similar line but different team, Parramatta. I was very tempted, but I thought I don't want to let the team down. I wanted to go head-to-head. And... I trust Penrith too much to let a game like this slip. They've got all their guns plus minus Luai, but 8.5, tasty. Tasty Parramatta for two teams that usually play nice and tight. So we're going to get probably about, $7 for that, Sean? That's
just building
line into line into line. I know Avarillo's not line, but it's not far off
that.
So $7, that's a nice little...
$7.40 for the three-leg multi. And who knows?
Price might
just go
north. You never know.
It's got $8 written all over it. That's it. We are done for another edition of Get 'Em On Side. Nice to have the band back together. Joel Kane. We got out for everyone at 11:45.
One last over-under. As we know, as we record, Nofaluma off to the Melbourne Storm. August 1, just days away. How many more transfers, boys?
11:46.
Between now and August 1.
No, that's it, isn't it?
Is that it? There's got to be more. Anyway, enjoy your weekend of football. Take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit. But most importantly, gamble responsibly.